Que me cae.
So we're seeing it, this is after Christmas. Okay.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Christmas is Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's the day after Christmas that this show is.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, 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 and welcome to the political show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin, right here, like I said, on the political show where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. Pastor Gavin, you look like you ate well yesterday.
Yo.
Yeah?
I'm so full, eh?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to eat again for another week, eh?
Right?
Been January fasting.
Hey, so we just...
Yeah, Merry Christmas again. We did say it last week, but we're saying it again. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I hope you had an amazing Christmas.
You were only supposed to open your Christmas presents today. That's why it's called Boxing Day. Because you opened the
boxes.
I'm actually
preparing. I'm leaving.
I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I thought you, you know, boxing is like...
I also thought that.
Yeah, but then I found out, now you open your Christmas box.
Oh, wow. No.
So, but mom, I mean, we open our, we started opening our presents like 1 minute after midnight, you know, when I was young.
Yeah. No.
So we open our presents at like 5 a.m. before the Christmas service. So
today
we're just full and fat.
Yeah. I'm actually preparing. I'm going to be leaving in 12 hours to go on holiday outside of Johannesburg. I'm still on holiday, but I'll be leaving today. To go.
What are you bragging now?
Yeah. I'm not bragging. I'm enjoying myself.
I'm going to watch
excited.
Cricket.
I'm excited. I've been planning this the whole year, so I can't wait.
I was planning all year to watch cricket, but now there's no test cricket.
Ish, sorry.
So there's only going to be the SA20.
Sorry. But anyways, as tradition in the political show, we do a Christmas special.
Where so Giggs actually delayed her trip.
Yes.
Just to do the show.
Yes, exactly.
So, Gloria, I hope you're like really proud, eh?
So,
producer.
We do a show that's specially dedicated to the persecuted church in the world. And we read from Open Doors, which is an organization that basically goes into these closed countries and smuggles Bibles and all of these things and stuff. Pastor, you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah. Open Doors has a worldwide watch list, and every year, the first show after Christmas, we actually focus on that. And one of the reasons we focus on that is because of the fact that often in places like Saudi Arabia, if they execute a Christian, they'll do it on Christmas Day. And, and also to the Christians who say that that Christmas is pagan. You know, why do the enemies of Christ, you know, despise Christmas so much if it's a pagan? You know, people call it the festive season, all that sort of stuff. So we're just going to talk at this Christmas time of the plight of those that are suffering for their faith, because not everyone ate well. Not every Christian ate well yesterday on Christmas Day.
Yeah. So that is what we're going to speak about. It's going to be awesome, as always, right here on the political show where Christ politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics. Ready?
What are you doing on the phone, Bri? You must watch us. What are you doing on the phone? You're sleeping. You're praying. You're in contemplation, meditation. Yeah.
You can count us in. So we are looking at the persecuted church in the world, basically. And before I go into the countries, I'm just looking at the persecution trends according to Open Doors. There's just like 5 or 6 that we're going to look at. In 78 countries, the figures equate to 1 in every 7 Christians living in situations of at least high levels of persecution or discrimination.
How many?
78 countries.
It's gone up.
Yeah. And you know what the crazy thing is? The World Watch List only shows 50 countries.
So there's 28.
There's 28 countries that are not even on the World Watch List.
And what's it about? 205 countries in the world.
Yeah.
So if you're a Christian, that's we're inching towards half the countries.
Yeah.
In the world are persecuting Christians.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 in every 7. That is a very big number.
One in every seven what? Countries?
Christians. In those countries, in the 78 countries, face living situations of at least high.
So one in seven of every Christian we know about in the world today is getting persecuted.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Then when we look at authoritarian control in Central Asia, violence and authoritarian restrictions against Christians have risen globally during the past year, most notably in Central Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa. No country stood out more than Kyrgyzstan, who rose sharply on the World Watch list, the annual ranking of the countries.
Is that in Southeast Asia?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Of the countries where it's most difficult to live as a Christian. Then we also have civil wars in Yemen, in Sudan, created unstable environments, putting Christians into the crossfire. Then
the war in Sudan has been between Arab and black Muslims.
Yeah.
And the Arab Muslims, you know, well, there's different factions, and a lot of, like, in Darfur. So those are black Muslims, but they get wiped out by the Arabs. And there's this one rebel army, starts with an R, I can't remember now. They've wiped out a lot of people there, but Christians were separated from Sudan a number of years ago into South Sudan because of the level of persecution against them, but the persecution is affecting even those in South Sudan.
Yeah. So
what's going on there is horrendous.
Yeah. When you think of these close countries and you see civil wars happening, you have to also think of the Christians in there because they get caught in the crossfire.
Both sides take them out.
Yeah.
It's not like you're safe with the other side.
No. Then there's violence in Sub-Saharan Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa is the most violent place in the world for Christians. Chronic government instability and civil conflict have created a vacuum which is filled by opportunistic Islamic militants, that is a tongue twister, in several nations in Sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah, I'd just like to dispute, because obviously they're covering Nigeria with it.
Yeah.
And I believe that, because the government of Nigeria is a Muslim one.
Mm.
And any place where the government's Muslim is not a vacuum.
Mm-mm.
The government is part of not only allowing that to happen, but helping it to happen.
Yeah. Then the disappearing church. The church is driven out or driven underground in several countries. In the Middle East especially, several Christian communities are dwindling and in some cases on the verge of extinction, is what they're saying. And then surveillance states, as this is why we have such a big issue on the political show with the DA and wanting to put in surveillance and all of these things. They call these places surveillance states. Christians in China, which is number 15 on the World Watch list, and other autocratic states are increasingly cautious about openly expressing their faith due to advanced surveillance.
Now, you've got certain podcasters like Tucker Carlson, Jeremy Nalia in South Africa, Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens, you know, all of these people, and even Des Bernardo with Beyond Politics here in South Africa, that are all speaking an anti-Israel narrative. And then they speak about China, many of them, like Jeremy Nall especially, as if it's a fantastic place, and that what you're believing about China is just propaganda. But the thing is, that's nonsense. And none of them are taking the plight of Christians in those nations into account.
Yeah.
And we know for a fact that if you're not part of the state-sanctioned church in China, as a Christian, you've got a problem. Mm-hmm. Even in Russia with Vladimir Putin, the reality is that if you're not part of the Russian Orthodox Church, I mean, Putin, around 2010 or somewhere around there, I can't remember exactly, that they passed a law outlawing cell groups in their house. So, you know, Putin's no friends, you know, of the larger church, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you know, all of these guys are saying that all of the problems in the world are because of Israel. I'm telling you, I don't think the Chinese government is persecuting the church because of Israel or because of the Bavarian Illuminati or anything like that. You know, Muslims are not persecuting the church because of the Bavarian Illuminati. The reality is Muslims have been doing that since the 7th century when Muhammad walked the sands of the Middle East.
Yeah.
And you know, I want people to realize this, that when, you know, Al-Jilani, who took over in Syria from Bashir,
yeah,
al-Assad, he's a great enemy of the Christians.
Yeah.
Bashir al-Assad was not the church's enemy. Christians, relatively speaking, were relatively safe in the Middle East under his rule.
Yeah.
Now it's just a free for all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then we also see, when we look at the World Watch list in numbers, which we're going to look at the worst 10 countries now, but World Watch list 2025 in numbers, these are the most important trends from the World Watch list. A total of 4,476 Christians were killed worldwide for their faith. This is 2025. Between September 2024 and September 2025 is when they put together this list.
Mm.
4,476 Christians were killed worldwide.
That's what we know of.
That's what we know of.
Because in places like Sudan, you can't count how many Christians were killed.
Yeah, that's true. Five.
And I know by that stage, I think over 600 had been killed for their faith in Mozambique.
Yeah.
So for those in South Africa, your next door neighbor, in the northern provinces of Mozambique, Christians are being killed for their faith.
Yeah, no, that's true. And then
those of you from the DRC, in the east of the DRC, Christians are being killed for their faith.
Yeah. Speaking of African countries, five of the top 10 countries on the 2025 World Watch list are in Africa.
And that never used to be the case.
No. They remember, there are seven continents. Out of the seven continents in the world, half of the worst 10 countries are in Africa. That's a crazy stat. There were 28,368 attacks on Christian homes, shops, or businesses for faith-related reasons.
28,000. Now, I want you to think about that.
Yeah.
28,000 shops and homes of Christians.
Yeah.
Have been attacked because of that person's faith between September 2024 and September 2025.
Yeah. A total of 16 million Christians in sub-Saharan Africa were forcefully displaced due to violence. Yeah. And then
16,000.
16 million.
16 million.
16 million. In sub-Saharan Africa.
I didn't hear the million.
No. And then more than 380.
Guys, that's a lot of countries don't have 16 million people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. More than 380 million Christians worldwide faced high level of persecution and discrimination.
Okay, so now, but we're talking about like what's happening in the northern provinces of Mozambique.
Yeah.
Or what's happening in the northern states and some of the more central states in Nigeria. Mm. So we're talking about countries where people are actually being killed because they're Christians.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's basically the stats that you receive. So the trends that they've seen in the last year. And then when we look at the worst 10 countries, we actually did a show of this earlier this year, where we were live at Active Youth, and we spoke about, well, we've done multiple shows, but then we went through the worst of 2024 live at Active Youth. But at number 10, we've got Afghanistan, that is sitting on 85% as the total score, and okay, a violence of 29%.
Just take into account that Afghanistan was handed over to the Taliban by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So they're only number 10.
They're only number 10, yeah. Then at number 11, we've got India. India is sitting at an 84% total score. However, the violence is at 98.7. So that's why they have...
Number 11?
Yeah.
Or number 9?
Oh, sorry. Number 9 is Iran. Okay, so I was going the wrong one.
Is India 11th?
Yeah.
Okay, yo.
Yeah, number 9
okay,
is
so,
Iran.
Okay, so if anyone's watching, that's a Hindu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys need to justify that because the Indian nationalists are in charge in India.
Yeah. They have a total score of 86% and the violence, Iran.
Iran. So Iran's number 9.
Iran's number 9. Then number 8 is Pakistan with a total score of 87% on the World Watch list.
But information that we've got is that the church is very strong in Pakistan.
Yeah.
And we've heard from people in Pakistan that they reckon about 30% of the people in Pakistan are actually Christians, but a lot of them are underground.
Underground, yeah.
Because that's not the official stats. Officially, it's less than 10%.
Yeah, that's true. Then at number 7 is Nigeria.
Yeah.
Nigeria, all right? And they're sitting with an 88% total score on the World Watch List.
Yeah, and if you think about the mantle that Nigeria carries on the African continent for Christianity, that's quite a shocker.
It is. And they have a violence percentage of 99.8.
Mm.
So there's nearly 100%. If you had to round it off, it would be 100% violence score in Nigeria. And then at number 6 is Eritrea. Eritrea is sitting with an 89% total score on the World Watch List, with a 73% violence score. At number 5, we've got...
Yeah, Eritrea is in Africa.
Yeah.
Next to Somalia.
Yeah.
It's very bad there.
It is. Then we've got Sudan. Sudan is sitting with a 90% total score on the World Watch List, with a 96.5% violence score. And that is, Sudan.
Yeah, and that's still September, because a lot of the atrocities from the civil war happened after September.
Mm.
So I think that's Sudan might be worse.
In the 2026
one. In the next one, yeah.
Yeah. Then we've got 91% total score, and that is Libya. Libya is sitting at number 4 on the World Watch List.
Now, Libya never used to be that bad
when
Muammar Gaddafi was in charge.
True.
And that's why I don't trust these Western nations, because they engineered, and along with our media and everyone, they engineered the thing to get him out of power.
Yeah.
And look at what's happened to Christians. They've been absolutely annihilated.
Yeah.
And the same's happening in Syria, by the way, to Christians in Syria now since they, since they got rid of Bashir.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got at number, at number 3, Yemen. Yemen is sitting at number 3 with a 94% total score on the World Watch List.
Now, I just want you to think, every Christian that speaks against Israel, all right, one of the countries that has received sympathy because of this anti-Israel lobby is Yemen.
Yeah.
Yet they're the third worst country in the world for Christians to live in.
Yeah.
I want you to think about who you're standing with and who you're standing against. And I mean, you don't know what's going on in Israel.
Yeah.
You see some videos say you form an opinion and all of this kind of stuff. But your opinion's formed because of what people are telling you.
Yeah.
Yet, fact, it's the third worst country for Christians to live in the world.
Literally. And then we have at number 2, Somalia. Somalia is at 94%.
I'm still shocked that Somalia is a better place for Christians than North Korea.
Yeah. It is quite
well,
shocking.
I've given away number 1 now, so that, but anyway.
And at number 1, I mean, if you've been keeping up with us over the years, you know that they've been at number 1 for a very long time now.
Probably maybe going on 10 years now.
Yeah. Is
because it used for many years it was Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And all these other guys and Saudi Arabia is a terrible place for Christians to live.
Mm.
Okay. We've seen this year, Donald Trump, massive friends of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that, guys. They persecute Christians, those guys, but they're not even in the top 10 now.
No, they're not even in the top 10.
But yet they're persecuting Christians.
Yeah.
In fact, India's worse than Saudi now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. And I don't think Saudi's gotten better.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, you look at North Korea. Who knows what it's like there if it's worse than Somalia?
Mm.
I mean, in Somalia, if they find out you're a Christian, you're killed.
Yeah.
You're just wiped out.
Literally.
And yet they're saying North Korea's worse.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. So at number 1 is North Korea, and they have a 98% total score on the World Watch List.
And that's out of 100.
And that is out of 100.
Yeah.
And that is quite a scary, not scary, but it's quite something for us to think about in terms of the World Watch List and the closed countries. In Matthew 5, verse 11 to 12, it says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
So one of the things that you see with Christians who persecuted, their prayers change.
Yeah.
And, you know, when your life's at risk because of your faith, you start living for eternity.
Yeah.
And this is what Jesus has called all of us to live for. And even, you know, if your life's under threat, you need to get the gospel out there. Mm. And obviously with technology, there are ways and means that you can do that. and that's why there is such a big push, you know, around the world for surveillance to be able to prevent you from doing that. And but what I want you to realize is that, yeah, you've got people. And think about, especially for those of you who are able to live out your faith, maybe at most you're going to be mocked. You know, and maybe at most you've got the temptation of sin. You know, what is it about this Christian faith that people are willing to die for their faith?
Yeah.
That people are willing to have their heads chopped off or their throats slit for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is because Jesus is the greatest gift you'll ever receive. Because let me tell you, whether you die by someone who kills you because of your faith or another way, you're still going to die. And the greatest gift that Jesus gave you, the gift that came in the manger, was the gift of eternal life. And so God bless you over this Christmas time. And, you know, when you think about Jesus as you're going into the next year, think about that all of the money in the world cannot even come close to the gift that Jesus is in your
Amen.
Life. Merry Amen. Christmas.
This has been an amazing show. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Giggs. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas weekend.
Finish those scraps.
Yes. I was asking if you